Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Filley. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Filley. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico bunts towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Filley throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Reeb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gettle, and towards Callaway, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico juggles the ball. That's an error on Vico. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Wright scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and tags Appling, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Philly steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-0 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground into right field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to third. Gettle moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Hal White now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Tresh scores. Gettle scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Philly steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Philly scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra strikes out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mayo reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Gray now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gettle hits a line drive towards the mound. Gray catches it and throws to first to double up Tresh. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Pat Mullen. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Reeb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wakefield moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Wakefield now playing left field. Vic Wertz now playing right field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettle hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly, who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.